Hey everyone, welcome to Melty Talk Season 2. I'm your host, Senpai. We're also joined by Mr. Yodel himself too as well. Yodel, introduce yourself.
Co-host Yodel in the building. What's up? I go by Bryce, but all my friends call me Yodel. It's my Twitch, it's my PlayStation. If you want to add me, be free to. I'll game with you. What up?
We are also joined by our special guest today, Mr. Jordan, or what do you want to be called?
No, we'll just go ahead and take Jay. We'll take Jay.
We'll take Jay. All right, how you doing today, Jay?
Oh, man, doing good, doing good. Blessed to be here. What's up, everybody?
Dude, he's got the, like, the perfect podcast voice. Oh, my God. It's like a Markiplier.
All right, so one thing I wanted to let you know what this podcast is going to be named. It's going to be called Who Will You Be? I did this series years ago in Season 1. Some of the episodes are still up today. We did interviews with streamers and up-and-coming streamers, and basically we interview those streamers on what they want to do, what they want to be, where they want to go with their brand, and so-and-so. And I've been wanting to get Jordan on the podcast for a hot minute. I just never had time to actually ask. So, Jordan, or Jay, explain to us what your streaming self is like. Like, what is your brand?
So, I'd have to say the way Clown Tribe Gaming kind of kicked off, it was more or less, it was supposed to be like a self-branded thing where, you know, you just kind of did your own thing, and then just over time you kind of realize that you really can't make it nowhere. We live in a world where, like, it's a who you know, not what you know type of thing.
Exactly.
So I just was like, you know what, we need to just go ahead and branch out and, like, let everybody who want to participate and get in and do something. And that's kind of like where the brand took off, is when we enlisted like 4 or 5 different people that wanted to stream with the logos and everything, and then we made them jerseys and all that, and that's kind of like where it blew up. And then what really kind of took it off was when GameStop sponsored us. So yeah, like, it's kind of where the brand, like, really just flew up in a way, is just when you team up together, because, like, it's kind of hard to run a brand by yourself and, like, make it be focused about you.
Exactly. And thankful that you actually mentioned that, because we are now, Melty Talks is now sponsored to you guys by GameStop. So guys, just use promo code Senpai's Universe 123 at checkout and get that done too as well. Thank you, GameStop, for sponsoring us. And sadly, I have to do the thing. I don't want to do it. You want to do it for me?
What's the thing?
You have to say the saying for GameStop. Can you do it for me, please? You don't know the saying to GameStop? You know it? I know you know it, George. Jay, go ahead, say it.
Oh, well, I don't. I usually don't have to do it.
Well, I have to. It's part of my contract. God. All right, fine. Thank you, GameStop, for sponsoring us and sponsoring my Twitch and podcast. It's brought to you by GameStop. Power to the players. But it's amazing, you know, to find other streamers that are also sponsored by GameStop, because they are amazing company, and they've had their ups and downs, but here recently, you know, they've been doing good and all this other things. And when did you actually get sponsored by GameStop? How did they approach you? Did they email you? Did you just talk to them?
Well, how I end up working the local GameStop in the area, I just happened to go over there one day, and I shop at the GameStop for, like, everything. Like, if I can avoid, I want to say COVID kind of, like, killed shopping in stores in general. So, fair. Like, you could barely find what you're, like, really looking for when you go somewhere. And when I went to GameStop, I just... I'm like old school when I shop. Like, I like to see what I want at a place, and I'll buy everything there if I see it there. So when I went there, I just went crazy. I bought, like, a bunch of, like, socks and shirts, and next thing you know, I seen some pops. Like, I probably spent like $400 or $500, like, unnecessarily, because I was like, man, I see a lot of stuff, so, like, why not? And then the girl behind the register, she's like, hey, like, you shop here quite often and you spend a lot. She was like, why don't you let, she was like, do you do any gaming? I was like, I kind of just started streaming not too long ago. And I'm already affiliated, and I'm kind of, like, trying to get a community going. And she's like, well, you know, why don't you let GameStop help you and like push you a little further? I was like I remember as a kid wanting to work at GameStop, but like as an adult and nothing against GameStop, but as an adult and where I work now, I would never like just go back and like work at GameStop. So it's one of those situations where she was just like, you know, like they can sponsor you and whatnot. And I was like, I don't think I have enough followers for that. Or like, I don't have the push. Well, she went and talked to her district manager and had them go pull up streams and pull up all my receipts from like the last like 6 months,
mm-hmm.
and seeing that I really invest into GameStop. And he took it upon himself to allow me to be deeper into GameStop in general. Like one of the biggest things that I was able to do when Hogwarts Legacy came out earlier this year, they bought all the stuff for me, and I did a podcast stream and I did the midnight release there with them dressed up in Gryffindor gear and everything. So
that's fantastic.
So like it's one of those things that like it really panned out. Like it's pretty cool. I really don't remember when the last time I paid for a game. It's awesome because I'm being able to be in tune with, like, you know, right now it's okay. It's socially acceptable to be okay to be a gamer now compared to what it was like 10, 15 years ago. So
I was playing trash cans as a kid playing games, you know?
So now like that that's how I was approached. It was like more like, you invested into us, let us invest into you. And it's been pretty fun because like I'm able to be, it's not that super corporate level where like you know, all I do is just push product for them through codes and stuff. I get to go in the store locally and help push anything that they got coming up. Like they shoot me the list of all the pre-orders and I try to help them push the numbers on that. I come up with game reviews or try to hype up games. I'm very careful on that because I don't believe in pre-ordering games as much me anymore. Either. But
now with the state of the way games are going nowadays, no, I don't
exactly. Agree. So you know, with that being said, like it depends on the title, and then I'll help them hype it up. You know, like I'm not like you know, like you said, power to the players. Like I'm definitely putting it in their hands of. I'm only going to support what makes sense for a gamer to buy, not just push it just so, you know, just to get my name out there. Cause then I would just be wasting my breath. Cause what makes sense for me to be pushing and get like over 100 pre-orders on something I never pre-ordered, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about GameStop now is they're like such a good company for that kind of stuff is cause a lot of the workers will even tell you straight off rip, like if a game is worth it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And like even now, and like the people that they do sponsor was really isn't that many. I mean, I just got sponsored. The podcast is sponsored. You're sponsored. Senpai's Universe is sponsored. I hate the
name. Hi, you call me Senpai. Put that one in the podcast column of Yodel calling me Senpai after saying that he refuses to.
I didn't call you that in the Twitch channel.
I mean, it's still my name.
Well, your name's Tanner.
Potato tomato.
But like even now, like I'm in the works of doing like a massive giveaway on this podcast because I talked to Tanner about it and I told him that I was already talking to them about it. And like, I mean, I could kind of give y'all what it is. Like I'm working on us being able to give away a PS5.
Oh yeah. That'd be great. That'd be great. Especially with the new design that they did.
Yeah. It's so good. Like a lot of people are like iffy on it.
I am so against the new PlayStation
5. I like it. I got it. I just bought one from my girlfriend.
And it looks like every stock photo of a fake PlayStation 5. I'm sorry.
It's I like after seeing it in person and actually setting it up and all that, it's really nice. So shut up and stop bashing PS5. Sony sponsor us.
And look, I'll be honest with you, with the talk of sponsors and stuff, and you know, GameStop has basically been helping us all through a lot of everything. My first giveaway was a Modern Warfare 2 poster. Game plus poster bundle. And I did that years ago. Ever since then, you know, every now and again, I'll get some things and they'll send it to me and I'll give that away too as well. Like I'm giving away a Itachi figurine right now that GameStop gave me to give away. I have it set up and everything. And, You want to talk about Sony sponsoring us? Let me tell you. Everyone knows that when we stream and when we do these podcasts, you know, for a certain area of time, it's like 18 and up. But for this thing, I want it to be 21 and up because I want Miller Lite to sponsor us, damn it. Okay, that is that is my dream sponsor. I drink enough of it.
That's a you sponsor for sure.
It is not a me sponsor because, okay, fine. He just did the throw up, like the throw up thing or whatever. So fine. We'll do this with Jordan as my witness and everyone that listens.
Jay, give the man respect.
Whatever. Jay as my witness and everyone that listens to this as my witness. When Miller Lite sponsors us and I get all that money, anytime you say, hey, man, can I get some of that sponsor money? Remember that? You throw up at the idea.
I mean, like, it'd be cool to get sponsored by a liquor brand. I mean, like,
more alcohol.
The thing is, the only reason why I wouldn't want it is because you got to go to a lot of stuff for them, and I'm just not about
it. I'm ready to jump through hoops and put fingers in buttholes. I don't.
You're not going to stick me in that circus. Jump through this hoop on fire.
No. So, one question I wanted to ask is because, you know, I've been knowing you for quite some time. We met in, what was it, Sulphur, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we met in Sulphur. We've been good friends ever since then. And here's, you know, with Sony, Xbox, what is your preferred video game, like console, or what do you prefer to play?
So, I'm in a mix of all that. It's very subjective based on what I'm playing. Now that sounds like crazy, but I converted over to PC like maybe about three years ago, and I'd have to say
that. You spit back into it, you can have it.
It's very tough when trying to like have that debate, because they're all good. Like, I think once you get a PC, you consider not the other two less, but you're just like, well, they're technically equal, because like I could do whatever I want on either one, but like I could do the most on a PC. So I would have to say,
yeah,
controller wise, because I'm not that adept yet to mouse and keyboard. I usually use mouse and keyboard for my MMOs. But if I was to say like for like FPS, I would have to say I like the comfortability of the DualSense Edge for Sony. So like, I'm out the route with Sony on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna let Mr. Yodel take over for a little bit. I gotta go use the restroom. I'll be right back. So Mr. Yodel, take over.
I agree with you on the DualSense Edge. When I first bought my PS5, I instantly copped that with it. It's just as far as pro controllers go, compared to SCUF, compared to the Xbox Elite, compared to like. I mean, I could probably just sit here and name pro controller brands over, but I would say those are like the top three that people all know. The DualSense Edge is just durable. It feels great. It has great response time, and it's a lot of customizability in game, not just the controller itself. It's just like, it's definitely like in leagues above, like what people would expect a pro controller to be.
Definitely. And that's how I feel as well when it comes down to the DualSense Edge. Like, I remember I did the unboxing of it, and unfortunately the DS4 software for PC is like really crap, and the response time is like horrible. But when you plug it up directly in line and hardwire it to through USB, it is like by far in Warzone right now, Resurgence only, by the way, I have a 2.05 KD just because I bought that controller.
So, and I'll tell you this about Jay, because I've seen his streams, I've played with him in Call of Duty before. If you ever want to see a sweat in Call of Duty, that's the guy you play with.
So, Jay, do you play Valorant by any chance?
I cannot play those. I love watching them. I just can't play it.
Like, I give respect to the people that play it, like, religiously. And like professionally, because it's such a fast react time on everything, it's impressive to see what people can do. And I think you have to play mouse and keys.
I think it's just my total accumulation of vids I've seen and, you know, streams I've seen about Valorant. It's just Overwatch on steroids.
Yeah, but I still want to play it.
Pretty much.
I was like, I would die every single time, because now we're at this state in games. Like, if you haven't played a game like at day one, or at least
Overwatch. Overwatch is it's like, it's so hard to like So, like, I would say the only game really that you can just accumulate to get good at is probably Fortnite.
Anyone could just pick up a controller and play Fortnite.
But Rocket League, if you try playing it. Rocket League is not even an FPS, but it's such a high-skilled game that, like, I tried to get you into it. And I understood why you got mad at it, because I was the same way, but I was in the early stages of it to where
I kept going up the wall.
But let's circle back to the pro controller thing that we were just talking about, and how you were saying, like, the KD ratio and whatnot. I had, like, on Fortnite, it's the easiest one that it's, like, the most relatable thing. My KD was already, like, a 2-point whatever, which is still fairly decent for a Battle Royale game. After I got the pro controller, I haven't had a KD less than 6.
And see, I had and I'll be honest, I bought the pro controller and totally forgot I needed work boots, so I had to return the pro controller.
Understood.
When I was using it for the day that I had it, Overwatch was a lot cleaner. Like, all my shots were a lot smoother.
Yeah, I brought mine over, and I was like, look, man, you got to try it. And you're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, and then I showed you the case. Yeah. And the fact that it comes in its hard case with everything in it, and the fact that you can charge it in the case. Is like, it's just nice. It's nice that knowing if something happens, it's protected.
Exactly. And, you know, talking about all your streams and all the stuff, what is your, and you know, in my lives, we always talk about, it's not about the follower count, it's not about the subscription count or how many people you have in your streams at a time, but what is your community like and what is your follower base? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So now this is about to sound bad. It's about to sound bad because, like, now I kind of got to give a substance conversation that's like the gateway to being able to relay what's going on with that. So,
oh, trust me, it's an open floor on Melty Talks. We're all kind of like, speak your mind, say what you got to say. It's kind of like that.
If it's an open floor, like, kind of thing, like, I can give you an example. Like, compared to me and Tanner's, my community is definitely a lot more shit talkers. Tanner's a lot more positivity. Mine is just like, it has positives and it definitely has the, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying. Like, it's hard to talk about sometimes because you don't want to disrespect nobody.
No. Wait. Let me give you the groundwork. Then you're going to be like, okay, I understand. So my streams has actually taken a huge decline lately because I've moved towards podcasts.
Yeah.
A lot more. And the reason why is like midway through this year, in June to be exact, me and my ex of 6 years, we had a bad falling out, and that kind of like threw everything for a loop. So like, now doing like the whole single dad thing, it's kind of rough working shift work because I work days and nights.
Yeah.
And then, like, I got to get my kid back and forth to school. So it's kind of hard to keep, like, a real schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I did stream as often, it was still good. It was kind of hard to, like, kind of, like, really engage too much. Like, people still showed up. I still was, like, at 30, 40 plus views concurrently during the stream, but it was hard to kind of keep it going because, like, I would be like, so, like, my schedule falls where, let's say in this situation, I work 2 weekends in a row, then I'm off 2 weekends in a row, so that means I'm never able to, like, hit that Friday the same every week because I'm either working during that last time that I stream at that exact time or something else. So it's I moved to podcast because podcast, you know, you can listen to it at any time, and streams, you know, streams is like more of a visual thing. So,
and also streams can also be deleted after a certain amount of time. So people can't go back and watch, like say you have like a very successful stream, you know, 18 people in, talking back and forth, you're hitting shots like nobody's business. And like a couple weeks later, that video, you know, that whole entire VOD is just gone. But with podcasts, you know, if you have a favorite episode, you could just either download it or go back to it.
If it makes you feel any better when it comes to talking about schedules, how often I can stream, I work offshore. I'm gone for a month, and then I'm home for 2 weeks. Yeah, being home and being able to stream every day for 2 weeks is cool. But, like, I also have a lot of stuff that I have to take care of that I'm not able to when I'm gone.
And I feel bad for you when you try to stream. Your streams have just – it's not the fact that it went down, it's the fact that your internet –
Yeah,
dude. Your internet is
when I was streaming consistently, dude, yeah. My streams were fucking popping. Yeah. I was not having anything less than 20 something people, and it's not about that. It's just like I had a big community that was always there ready.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like they're all asking me where I went, what happened. And that's the hard thing, is to try to please everybody.
Well, you know, nowadays,
like a lot of people don't talk about how stressful it is.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Like Jordan, like Jay, me, and you, we're all working people. We all work. You know, we all agree that
blue collar, baby.
You can't just drop everything and become a successful streamer overnight. It doesn't work. You know, and as much as I hate to admit it, because I hate the guy, you know who I'm about to talk about? Ninja. I hate him. I don't like him. He's a pretentious dick. All right. He didn't get it overnight. Ninja worked years, you know, through Vine and all this other stuff to become the streamer that he is today. And I will admit, he's a very successful streamer. But you mean I got to be a subscriber to just say hello to you? No.
Yeah. No, thank you. I don't think I'll ever get, even if I had that massive following, I just couldn't see myself doing that. It just seems like it's.
I agree with this. Like, the reason why I support small streamers to this day, doesn't matter how big your following is, as long as you're like 2,000 less.
Some of the best funnest streams to watch are the people that don't have anybody in there. And when exactly. You find somebody random.
And like, so I support the small streamers for the sole purpose of, let's say Jordan, Jay, he gets 5,000 followers overnight. And, you know, he's, you know, going through slow mode on his Twitch chat. And, you know, I believe that Mr. Jay here would, you know, just talk to every single one of them. It wouldn't put that you have to be a subscriber to talk to them. You know, I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. And the state of streamers today, that's all what these big streamers are.
They want money.
They want money. That's all they're about. And, you know,
why I honestly, like here lately, I've been gravitating more towards YouTube streamers.
Yeah, YouTube would be good too. But my thing is about you, Mr. J. I didn't mean to. If I'm going to say it, I'm going to say it like Harley Quinn. Mr. J.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Jay, do you want to quickly, because you haven't done it yet, drop your handle, like what you stream on? Shout yourself out, dude.
That's okay. The whole point of this.
That'll be Jay Klein, 1993, and that'll be on Twitch and Kick. So you can catch me.
Streams on Kick too.
So yeah, I gotta ask. I ain't had the luxury of streaming on Kick yet. Is it smooth? Is it easy to? Is easy to operate?
It's so it's like a okay. So once again, I haven't streamed in a while, so it's kind of tough to say. But last time I did stream using Kick, I do it through regular just OBS. So it's pretty easy. Like it's still like. It's kind of annoying sometimes because like the functionality, they're like getting it pieced up here and there and it's like done step by step. So it's not bad. It's just, it's crazy on there. Like, like the stuff you see on there. Okay. Like Twitch's little thought section. Oh
yeah.
Kick is like way better.
So I've been hearing a lot of stuff about Kick though. And you know, you have to be a PC streamer in order to use Kick, because you can't use it on PlayStation, you can't use it on Xbox.
Correct.
Is there like a very bad thing with bots coming into stream, like, you know, bot viewers?
Okay. I'm so glad you said that. So here's why I don't main Kick. I'll mention it, but I don't main it. And I'm cool if they take my account down. I'm already verified and everything on there. It doesn't matter. They have a very messed up algorithm. For every one real viewer, you get 4 to 5 bot viewers.
Oh God.
And it's to boost you up on the algorithm. But here's what's the problem. It does it for the people with the thousands. So just imagine, you know, like these people are still being put on a pedestal because let's say they got 1,000 real viewers. So now they're at 3,000 to 4,000, but the rest of them are bots. So you're really still not getting the exposure you need in the algorithm.
Exactly. And I feel like that's kind of like pandering in my sort of eyes. Cause like, you know, back, cause TikTok had that same issue. It was years ago. You know, you would have these bot accounts follow you, which would boost up your videos on the For You page. And it kind of like takes away from the immersion, if that makes any sense. Like, you're trying to do this professionally. You want to do this professionally. You know, it's a dream for a lot of people to become, like, a streamer or whatever. But you have all these bot viewers in there, and it makes you feel like, okay, I have, like, 16 viewers in here, but half of them are just bots. So you're only talking to very little people. And exactly. It's like, it kind of ruins the streaming experience in a way. And I'll agree, like, Twitch today is just heavy.
I mean, the thing, the biggest Twitch problem has now isn't even with the viewers or stream elements or anything like that. It's just their regulations and all that. It's so...
Everyone already has their favorite streamer, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that the other day. It's just, but like, it's so narrow-minded that you can only do this, this, and this, and that. It's like, if you're not already sponsored by this amount of people, or you don't have you just
gotta fight. You gotta fight for it all.
And then it's tough because, like, okay, so for your average, okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and just go ahead and like, wipe the board with the whole, the streaming thing, because, like, originally, when I started, like, 2-3 years ago, I was working in I was still working at the same plant, but like in the warehouse area of the plant. So like I made like a little bit of money, but like it wasn't
plant work.
Yeah. You know,
quick, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to tell everybody in podcast. If you guys hear like vehicles going by or whatever, we are outside doing the podcast. We don't have a studio yet. So basically my back porch is our studio. We are working on it though.
Working on it.
But continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, so like another weird situation that popped up was the problem with small streamers, which it's always good to support small streamers, but the problem with most small streamers is when they get the greed in them where they're not really willing to help other small streamers. Like usually when I stream, at the end of my stream, I do not even go raid to somebody in my community. I go raid to somebody else, like in that category that has like either no viewers or one viewer.
And then me and you do the same thing, because I was playing Genshin Impact not too long ago because I'm sponsored by them on Twitch, and I don't have anybody in my streams or anybody in my community that plays Genshin Impact or streams it. So I just went and just raided somebody random that had barely any viewers and raided them because they were playing Genshin Impact.
Yeah, and I do that mainly because, like, for me, and I learned this a long time, because like I've been doing, you know, I've been getting the Twitch payouts. Like I've had some pretty hefty ones and I've had some pretty low ones, but nothing's been consistent enough for me to say I'm a Twitch streamer and this is what I do. You know, I just do it really just have
coming
fun.
In tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, like I've been with the whole Twitch thing. I've kind of like detached myself from, like, you know, it was so fun. It was amazing when I hit affiliate. Like I want to say I made the most money 6 months after being affiliate. Like I was able to just pump out content and pump out overhype a lot of things. And people were like able to just funnel in and then just put in. And then like it died off because, like, you know, life really got serious and, you know, all that. So like Twitch money is like really, really, really finicky, especially now that they changed a lot of things. And it just, I lost the importance behind the monetary value behind it. Because like, if you put a monetary value behind your streams, you end up treating it like a job, and then you actually devalue everything.
You kind of get bored of it.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like you're like, oh man, I got to stream in a couple minutes. You know, you don't even want to do it no more. So with my new stance on it, like I actually do enjoy, I enjoy making podcasts more than anything now, like versus streaming. And it's because like, even when I do stream, I do feel like that new streamer feel like, oh man, I hope I get like a few people watching or something. Like, even though I know some people are gonna come watch, but like for the podcast, I feel like podcasts like put you in a better atmosphere to like really be like, okay, like I'm 30, like I can actually be 30. I feel like when I'm streaming, I'm not 30. Like, you know, because I'm in the middle of playing a game and like trying to be funny, and like at the same time like trying to like engage the viewers, and I'm just like, oh man, I don't feel 30 anymore. Like I feel like I'm 22.
When you're streaming, man, I kind of want to piggyback off of what you said. Streaming versus podcast, you have more to focus on when you're doing a podcast. You know, like you're talking and you have points that you're talking about. You can actually focus on what you want to let the people know, instead of, you know, you're playing a game, trying to talk to these people, trying to be funny, trying to do all this, but you're also trying to also be good at the game so people don't lose interest in viewing your stream.
Exactly.
So it's a lot simpler to be a podcaster than a streamer.
I'm currently the one that's going to be building the studio for Melty Talks. I have all the equipment. I'm just like finding the location, relatively the best way to say it. I get the whole losing the interest because like I don't talk about a lot except to my friends because they all know how passionate I am about music. I went to a college for it. I wanted to be a producer, and then I lost the enjoyment out of it when I made it into a job. And when I build this studio for podcasts, I'm probably going to start pumping out music again. But like, I also want to do my own little podcast for up and coming artists because like it's where we're from. It's hard to gain traction unless you have a media presence, and I want to give somebody a platform to get that on.
We do need a Melty jingle.
I already have the lyrics. I just got to record it.
So real quick, before we go any further, I want to start implementing some questions and stuff every other podcast or whatever for our guests. I want to ask you, and I'll ask a lot of people, you know, in future podcasts. You've seen the design for Melty, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think Melty is? And the main reason I'm asking it, after you answer, I'll tell you. But I just wanted to know, by your viewship of Melty and seeing him and all the pictures that I upload, all the pictures that I do, all the pictures that I draw, what do you think Melty is?
Like, so I'm going to make you laugh.
Okay.
So when I first seen the design, especially the one that you dropped yesterday, that I ended up sharing,
that's for season two of Melty Podcast. That's the new album art for Melty Talks.
So. I really thought that it makes me feel like I was watching an episode of Big Mouth.
Oh, God.
It felt like that was like that a hormone compared. Monster.
Yeah. Hormone monster. Oh, God. So have you seen Melty's like first? Here we go.
Like his first edition of Melty?
No.
All right, so his first edition of Melty had a flame on top of its head, and it looked like a little wick. Everybody and their mama, including myself, was like, Tanner, why did you make a candle monster? So it led to Tanner taking away the flame, and then like when he did that, we all were like, well, where'd this candle fire go? Then he made another character.
By the name of Imbi, which was... okay, so if you're interested... I'll tell you the story of Melty. Are you interested?
Yes, hit me with it.
All right. So the story of Melty, how I created him was I just got home from Minnesota. I was working out of state at this point, and I brought my iPad home. And I was like, I wanted to draw. So I have this app called Procreate. Shout out Procreate for me being able to create Melty. So I was like, well, what would zombie spit look like with a face? So I created it, and I looked at it, and I was like, it's missing something. And I have an obsession with fire. I like drawing fire. It's really cool. So I put a stem kind of like on an apple. You know what I'm saying? But the stem would be on fire. And in my head, I was like, well, that's what's going to fuel him. That's what keeps him alive is this flame. And then that fucker over there and everybody else and their mama – we're saying that
name calling.
I don't give a damn. So everyone was like, why did you make him look like a candle? He looks like a candle monster, whatever. So I took the flame away for a little bit, and everybody was like, well, where did it go? So I knew that I had to create a storyline, or at least a little bit of a story, so people would know what he is. It took me a week, maybe two, to create the story for Melty. He was a cleaning absorbent at this big factual, like big place. I don't know why I use the word factual. I apologize.
Factory.
There we go. He was being made to be the best cleaning absorbent on planet Earth. The person that wanted to create the best cleaning absorbent.
So you're trying to make Dawn go out of business?
Make Dawn go out of business, dog. Shit. So basically you can pour it on anything. It dissolves it and cleans it right away. Motor oil. If there's roadkill in the road for road workers and whatever, they can just pour it on it, dissolve it. Don't have to worry about cleanup. So long story short, they were transferring the final product over in typical superhero fashion. Lightning struck the facility and it blew up the canisters that the cleaning absorbent was in, and it poured out onto this one poor soul. I haven't created a name for him yet.
We're gonna call him Bob.
We're gonna call him Bob. Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Anyways, so yeah, I remember Bob the Builder. I'm old. All right, I'm old.
Yeah, you are.
So, shut up. You're a year younger than me. So anyways, so the cleaning absorbent fell on Bob, absorbed him, and there's Melty. The flame decided, Melty was like, I don't want the flame anymore. So he literally ripped out his own stem and just threw it on the ground. A little piece of him absorbed with the flame created Envy, which is nothing. It's a Melty version of just fire. And we have a name for the race of Melty called Meltians. It's corny. I get it. So I could come up with. And so far, it's stuck, man. I mean, we've created Melty. We've created Envy. Aquatics, which is made of water.
Quake,
which is made of, you know, just earth material. And then I'm starting on a new character, and I'll announce it live on podcast. We're going to be creating one called Dewey, which is made out of dew.
I finally came up with the perfect name for the lightning one.
Oh, yeah. We also created a lightning one, too, but we couldn't create a name for it.
Voltex?
That sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
That sounds dope as shit.
We're going to have freaking Melty and Go on fucking App Store
here. Hell yeah, dude.
Catch all the variants of Melty.
No, it's more like Dodge.
Run. Yeah, run. So that's the story of Melty. And because I had a person on the podcast not too long ago, and they were like, your show's called Melty Talks. Who the hell is Melty? And I just had to explain the whole scenario.
Oh, Melty.
Oh, no. I do not want to be sued by Marvel. No. Or Sony, whichever one has the rights over Venom.
We are a shapeshifter.
The brand itself is actually called Shapeshifter, which the thing of Melty, he can devour anything, but also shapeshift into anything he wants to be. That's why when you see pictures of Melty as a rubber ducky, or a shark, or a snake, a microphone, just like I sent you the picture of. He could literally shapeshift into anything he wants to be. So that's
Kirby. So he's Kirby.
Basically, but he doesn't have to suck him in and blow him out, because if Melty devours you, you're dead. that's just the part, because everyone's like, you can create Melty into this children thing. I'm like, Melty's not for children. The story of Melty goes a little farther than for children. So, and I want to ask you, since we have you here, and so I could stop talking because I've been talking for a while. What was your first, what was your first thing about Melty that you thought of, besides Big Mouth? Like, what did you think about the name of the podcast, the mascot itself? What was your first initial reaction?
Okay, so Melty Talks, I really thought we was going to we were going to be like on X Videos or something.
Oh my God. What, you think we're a porn website or something?
I bet, it said Melty, and I was like, yeah.
Oh God, man.
Yeah, you have the word Melty. That's kind of like saying like moist, you know?
Oh my God.
You hear that word, you're definitely not thinking, you know, the moisture outside the dew point or something. You're definitely thinking something else.
Mm-hmm. So now that I told you the story of Melty, what is your opinion?
X Videos.
Oh my God.
I'm trying. Well, for it to go hand in hand, I guess you could probably put it's tied in with the brand Shapeshifter. It's called Melty Talks. The whole thing with him being able to shapeshift by what he devours. I guess it goes hand in hand with the topics handled in each different in each episode. You know, like you're able to mold and go into each topic and be able to shapeshift and hold conversation no matter what it is.
And see, I've been knowing you for quite a while, and when I heard that we were Melty Talks, the podcast itself, was number one with 5 people, number 5 with 10 people, number 10 with 20, and we also got to think of we're top 20 in a lot of 30 people's, you know, podcast range. I was like, you know, we're gonna have to create season 2 because we've been doing 10 episodes every other week, and we had to create season 2. And the first person that was on my mind to get on the show was you, because I've been watching you do big things with your streaming big things with your setup, because this man has a setup you wouldn't believe.
All right, so let me ask you a question that's more about you then, Jay, if you don't mind.
What you got?
So, like, my streams, I do play Overwatch, I do that, but, like, my biggest niche is the Let's Plays. So, like, I did Borderlands, and I'm planning on doing, like, Mario or stuff like that. It's just, like, my big thing is, like, a lot of people like to watch my Let's Plays because I make it funny, I make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
What is yours? Like, what was your first game that you streamed? What was your first game that made you want to stream?
Oh,
like, what was your inspiration? And then, like, what's your, like, biggest, like, what's your big thing? Like, what is Jay?
If that makes sense. This is about to be crazy. So, this is, I feel like I'm about to sound like old. So, my first real stream actually happened in, like, 2014 2015, like before, like I really got into I guess you can say I hate to say scripted, but like more of like a dedicated, you know, where I'm like, I know what the hell I'm doing. My first stream was like Dark Souls 3, like on
Dark Souls.
Yeah, like
I love Dark Souls. One of my favorite
games. PS4, like like a long time ago when you were able to, you know, all that stuff. And like I used to upload on YouTube like that long ago. Like I went to go watch my old videos on YouTube like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh my Jesus, like I really like released that and thought it was cute. It was, I would have to say, what really kind of suckered me in, I did go against the grain and made a very rash decision, and it was to jump on the bandwagon. And that was to do, when I started streaming recently, you could say like maybe about 2-3 years ago, that was like the biggest hype up for Warzone, when Warzone was kind of really getting kicked off.
I was a Warzone streamer for almost the first year and a half of starting my stream, so I feel you on that.
You know, and what's so bad is that was like, it's still an oversaturated situation there. So like you really got to stand out to really pull people in. And I really just enjoyed it. And I was trash when I first started. Like I definitely did not play.
No, I'm still trash.
Like, it's disgusting. Like now, like, okay. Like playing with me on the team now is dangerous. Like no lie. In a resurgence mode, I'm dropping 15, 20 plus, like, no, like it's just easy. Like it's,
oh, yeah,
it's
me too. I'm dropping 15, 20 downs.
I can't tell you how many times I'll try. Like I won't even stream it. I'll download the game. But like, I just want to get into some Call of Duty, some laid back Call of Duty. Then I just get dropped by some Indonesian kid using the best meta out there in the fucking world right now. I just like, oh, okay. I'm gonna go to Fortnite.
So like, well, yeah, you said you gravitated more towards like podcast and whatnot. But like, yeah, like what was your inspo? What was your inspiration?
Inspo?
Yeah.
Guys, so, quote that in chat. Quote that on everything. Inspo. Christ, 2020.
Yeah. My inspo on
inspo. No, it's inspo.
Inspo. Okay. My inspo. My inspo on that.
Here on out, I'm sorry to cut you off again, but here on out on Milty Talks, we are not allowed to say inspired or inspiring. It's inspo. Or inspo. Right, or inspo. Inspiring.
I'm with it. So my inspo towards podcast was
I love it.
It was another weird decision, because like I definitely know how to hold good conversation with people. Awkwardly so, I've done a lot of solo casts, so apparently I can have a lot of good conversation with myself. It was one of those situations where, unfortunately, it did break out after the breakup. So it was something that I was holding a lot of stuff in. And I was like, you know what? I really would like to convey all of these ideas, all these opinions into 30 minutes to 45 minutes to somebody else without it being, you know, really annoying or like really too, like, I don't know. It just really broke out. And I felt that, as a matter of fact, my first two episodes on Let's Talk, it has it's about mental health and bullying. Both are all the schools in my local city. I grew up in Westlake. They actually.
Have you been to the Gordon Ramsay restaurant yet?
No, I will not be going there. I will not. Not when I would like to try the Wagyu, and it's a 3 ounce minimum.
I have one in Westlake.
And it's $50 an ounce, bro.
Ooh, $50 an ounce?
Yeah. So that's $150 steak.
I'm going to go just say I want
to. Well, look, we are about to reach our 50 minute mark, and we're going to ask you one question from me, one question from Mr. Yodel over there. And then we're just going to, you know, end the podcast there. Get a good little 50-minute podcast in. It'll be all right.
Well, first, we really appreciate you coming and giving us your time. Whatever.
Couldn't let me get to that, asshole. Nope. Fuck. Mario wearing ass. All right. So, real quick, before we, you know, we start closing the podcast, go ahead and just tell us your Twitch name and stuff again so everyone knows.
That'll be jclon1993 on Twitch and on Kick.
And Kick is not the messenger that we used to use as kids. I use that a lot, actually. So I'll let Mr. Yoda here ask you his final question for you.
If you have to set yourself a goal, because like in a lot of times in life, you're not going to really, I personally don't believe you're going to achieve stuff unless you have a mindset. You got to have a goal in mind. What's like your next step? What do you want in like the next year, next 5 years? What do you want to achieve?
He took my fucking question.
Read
my fucking
mind. As far as a content creator status, hopefully I hit season 5 or season 6 of Let's Talk.
You know? Hey, I got that. Duly noted. I'll put you in the books.
Now as far as personal outside of content creator, I want to paint my house off.
That's a goal. That's a fucking goal. All right. So my final question to you is, damn it, you took my fucking question.
That's a good one, ain't it?
That's why I chose it. Read my fucking mind, dude. What is your main goal with Twitch in general?
Main goal of Twitch. Ooh, that one's horrible because like I'm like never there as much as I used to be.
I'm the host of the damn show. My question just got called horrible.
So
negative one star.
So like my goal with Twitch. Okay. So my goal with Twitch is to eventually, like, if I have time, which is gonna be tough, this is gonna have to be something that's like dedicated, scheduled out. I would definitely move towards doing a podcast on there. Sometimes, and as a matter of fact, my first episode was a podcast on Twitch that was converted over. And I'm going to try to do that and make that my TikTok thing, like try to branch out and let some of my stuff get on TikTok, YouTube shorts, IG reels, Facebook, you know, like stuff like that.
YouTube shorts is a great way to actually get your gameplay out there. Mm-hmm. I upload my gameplay to YouTube shorts and I get like 200 views a clip. I mean, it's a really good way.
I can name podcasts and other people that's gotten their stuff out there.
On YouTube Shorts.
TikTok and YouTube Shorts.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Jay, for coming and spending some of your time with us today.
Thank y'all.
He thought Melty was from Big Mouth, which Big Mouth, if you're listening, you know, you have an idea. Just pay me for it first. Melty is copyrighted, so got that going on for me. So this has been Yodel, Mr. Jay. Senpai on Melty Talks. Why eat when you can devour? Thank you, Jay, for spending time with us.
Oh, thank y'all so much. I'm about to actually go take a nap for my night shift tonight.
All right. We'll see you later, man. Hope to have you on another episode.
Oh, yes, sir. Y'all take it easy. Stay blessed,
man. Later, guys.